Frank Finn loved traditional music and storytelling. He travelled the length and breadth of the country for a good session. He founded the Sligo Traditional Singing Circle in 2000, and every October, Frank and a group of like-minded people would travel by boat to Coney Island, just off Sligo, for a weekend of music and storytelling. The final chapter of Frank's life was written on Saturday the 16th of April 2011 in the beautiful setting of Trusmore Mountain and Glencar Waterfall, overlooking Sligo Bay. Frank was on a new adventure. This time, he was hill walking. The group, just after midday, had reached the summit and were looking back, admiring the view over Sligo Bay, when Frank collapsed. Despite the best efforts of his group, they couldn't revive him and Frank died. So now, they've renamed the weekend in honour of Frank Finn and still travel by boat to Coney Island to continue the tradition of song and storytelling that Frank would have loved.
I'm just on the island now and there's sessions and storytelling already happening.
Oh, Rosie, Rosie, Rosie Riley. Oh, Rosie Riley, oh. I had Rosie in my arms at the fair of Ballinasloe.
For a girl, she might lose her good luck.
You know what they say about social media can be very critical nowadays of people's appearance? Well, it seems that years ago, they were equally as critical. Here's a song by Jonathan Rooney on the island, and he reckons Kitty was grand and pretty, but thought poor Jane was a bit... Well, take a listen for yourself.
Now there's no denying Kitty was remarkably pretty, though I can't say the same for Jane. Ah, but still's not the differ of the price of a heifer between the pretty and the plain.
Hi, my name is Elmarie O'Dwyer. I'm from Cork.
Lovely. And yeah. Up for the weekend?
Up for the weekend. Guesting here this weekend. This is myself and my dad come up every year. This is our sixth year coming up.
Okay.
But our first year on the island, would you believe?
Normally
when we come up, we kind of spend the Saturday morning doing our own thing. But delighted we came out. It is the most beautiful spot out here on Coney Island. Absolutely gorgeous. And I was giving the workshops there. And just a beautiful morning. Really, really lovely.
I was talking to people around here this morning. Everybody said, you have to get Amberie singing. You have to get Amberie singing. So you're going to sing a wee bit for us, are you?
I will. I'll sing a verse or two, something anyway.
Lovely. Okay. Well, do you know, we'll go into the pub and we'll hear you there.
Grand job.
Listen,
lovely. Good,
thanks for talking to us.
No bother. And meet the boys and girls gather there for to sing the good old songs telling of old Ireland's wrongs. Around the chapel gate in Coora Clare.
Walking around Coney Island, and from any place that could hold a few people, there's music and storytelling galore. I was walking by one, and I genuinely thought there was some sheep or goats inside. Turns out, it was just Seamus Rooney Lilton.
Sad verse. Over the hills, whip me back on me back. Over the hills, whip me great heavy sack. Holes on me shoes and me toes peeping through. Whip me skillamalinkadoodle and me old rigadoo.
Back to McGowan's pub now on Coney Island, the only pub in Coney Island, and Gene Sheeran has his audience captivated. Gene is telling the story of Pat, whose wife Mary is going away for a few days, and she's going to leave him with the kids to mind. She was giving her husband Pat some parenting advice.
Now to see to Pat, you'll have lots to do. The biggest problem is the youngest two. The baby sleeps a few times a day and let the wee lad out round 12 to play. His clothes are on the bottom shelf. Sure, anything he'll do, so you know yourself. Put on his wellingtons or his shoes and one of them he's sure to lose. Don't let him bring his bottle out, for he's sure to lose it too, no doubt. And feed him his dinner on your lap, wee bits at a time, or he'll spill the lot.
You know, sometimes traditional music and storytelling might be seen as something that older people do. Not so. Meet Darren, who's 9, and his sister Aveen. They're up from Galway for the weekend.
What age are you?
9.
And would you like new stuff now, like One Direction or Rihanna or anything like that, or is it all the Irish tunes you love?
All the Irish tunes.
It's great. Well, fair play to you. Aveen, what age are you?
8.
What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to sing a few verses of Nutcracker.
Lovely. Okay, well, take it away.
Were you ever below on the side of Nutcrackery? Meadows all ripe on a bright summer's day. Twas there that I first met with sweet Molly Doherty, laughing and singing and making the hay. Oh, Molly, come on and I'll howl you now, howl you now. Molly, come on and I'll howl you now, howl you now. Molly, come on and I'll bet you a song. T'will be better diversion than saving the hay.
Swiping left and right online is commonplace today with dating apps. But here's a wee story about Tom. Now, Tom had his eye not on one, but two women, Margaret and Bridget. But he didn't know what to do. I think he fancied one over the other. But would any of them take him?
Concerning women, a constant word of his, keep well away from them that's thin, for their temper's easy roz. Well, I had me eye on two I thought would do, but still I had me fears. And so I swithered back and forth between the two for years. Now, Margaret, she was poor, but she'd two lovely cheeks that would please. The far Milan was Bridget's, but she took the pox disease. Now, Margaret, she was thin, and Bridget, she was stout, but she'd a face like a barn door with all the bouts pulled out. Well, to tell the truth on Margaret, she thought the world of me, and I'll tell no lie, it would lift me heart the sight of her to see. But I was slow, and you'll surely know the reason for it now, for if I took her home to Carmen, sure my da would raise the row. So I swithered back and forward till Margaret got a man. A fella come from Mullaslin, he left me just the one. It's well I mind the day she went away, I cried one solid hour, and I cursed the wasp from Cullentra that made me da so sour. But crying cures no troubles, to Bridget I went back. I faced her for it that night week for answer on turf stack. I asked her there, and I spoke the fair and handy wife she'd make me. I talked about our lands that join. Be Christ, she wouldn't take me. So I'm living in Drumlister, and I'm getting very ill. I creep to Carmen once a month to try and save me soul. There was ne'er a man in this town land was clear nor rare nor me. Now I'm dying up here in Ross's Pint, and I'm clobber to the knee.
Some of the biggest singing stars in the world have their own technique for warming up their voice, whether it's gargling their throat with Evian water from the Alps, or indeed maybe even singing the scales like, ah, I don't know. But not for these veterans on the island. A good clearance of the throat, and Vince Hearns is off.
At leisure one fine harvest morning, the trees in great splendour their beauty display.
Sailing homeward till Coney Island, past the Black Rock in Sligo Bay, with the west wind.
I'm leaving Coney Island now, and to the left of me is the beautiful Ben Bulbin Mountain. Ross's Point is straight ahead. And you know what I can see? Just right in the distance. Trussmore Mountain. And I immediately think of Frank Finn and the legacy he has left with this weekend and this day. And I'd like to think he's up there looking down and humming a tune or two. I'm going to leave you two sounds. Sligo Bay and Sligo's May Heron from the Sligo Traditional Singing Circle that Frank founded, and her version of the Parting Glass.
So fill for me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. Of all the comrades here I've had, they're sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts here I've had, they'd wish for me one more day to stay. But since it falls into my lot that I should rise and you should not, I gently rise and I softly call. Good night and joy be to you all.